God made the world and all its wonders for man to explore. And there are countless wonders just outside your front door. Now join natural world photographer and journalist Roger W. Downs as he shares the stories of the people, places, music, and cuisines he has discovered as we explore with RWD.
Welcome in. I'm Roger W. Downs, your host. And if you've ever been to the Blue Ridge Mountains of Western North Carolina and happened upon the Blue Ridge Parkway, you may have driven past Grandfather Mountain. Standing at 5,945 feet above sea level, literally a mile in the air, Grandfather Mountain offers some amazing views to its visitors. But there is so much more to Grandfather Mountain than just its amazing, awe-inspiring panoramic views that have inspired literature, songs, and photography. But let's start with the name of Grandfather Mountain. Where does that originate from? Director of Education and Natural Resources of Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, John Cavney.
It really dates back to the first pioneers who came into the High Country region. When you're coming into the area, one of the predominant peaks that you can see for 50 miles in any direction is Grandfather Mountain. And when you look at it from a certain view, it has the profile of an old man laying on his back. And so that's where the pioneers kind of coined the term Grandfather Mountain, because it gave them the resemblance of that old man. Prior to that, the Cherokee Indians had named the mountain Tanawa. Some of our trails on the Blue Ridge Parkway still have that name. When it's translated, it meant fabulous hawk or eagle. So prior to Grandfather Mountain having its name, its current name, it was known as Tanawa. One of the really interesting things about it is there's several profiles of a face on Grandfather Mountain. So one of the long-running arguments has been which profile was the profile that people saw. But I believe it's the one that you would see presently if you're traveling from Boone on Highway 105 coming towards Grandfather Mountain. About the town of Fosco, if you look up to the left, you'll see that profile of an old man laying on his back.
Along with its very chiseled moniker, Grandfather Mountain and the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation have a very rich history which spans generations.
Going back to the early history, it's one of the oldest mountains in the world. Researchers have believed that the Appalachian chain is one of the oldest mountain chains in the world. Dating back to the early 1800s, the McRae family purchased about 16,000 acres of the Linville River Valley, which included Grandfather Mountain, in hopes of developing this area as a tourist destination. As that progressed through the years, there was a lot of trial and error, things that worked, things that didn't work. And ultimately, they decided to liquidate their assets, and the McRae family kind of passed all the different tracts of land down to their children and their grandchildren. And Hugh Morton, who was the founder of our park, he was the one who inherited the Grandfather Mountain track. And Mr. Morton came back from World War II as a World War II videographer. And when he came back, he decided he was going to open Grandfather Mountain up to the public, which prior to 1952, when the park was created, there was a toll road that came up the mountain. The road stopped a little over halfway up what our current road is now. And from there, people would have to hike if they wanted to get up to the higher peaks. But in 1952, Mr. Morton completed the road all the way up to the top of the mountain, the present top of the mountain, and installed the Mile High Swinging Bridge and opened it as a tourist attraction. And from there, the park grew to what it is today. Mr. Morton, being a champion for nature, he wanted to allow people to see the unique biodiversity that we had, but also being a great marketing mind, he found ways to market Grandfather Mountain across the state and across the country to bring people up to visit us during the summer, where we have a lot cooler temperatures, and just have a well-rounded tourist destination.
But it wasn't until after the turn of the century that the Morton family suffered a major loss, bringing on the birth of the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation. Director of Education and Natural Resources, John Cavney.
2006, Mr. Morton passed away, and it left the family trying to figure out how they were going to run the business and what direction the business was going to go. And ultimately, they decided the best way to go about that would be to sell the backcountry land off to the state of North Carolina. And it became Grandfather Mountain State Park. And the for-profit business, which was Grandfather Mountain, Inc., we became a nonprofit organization, which became the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation. So presently, the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and we manage roughly 750 acres of more of the developed side of Grandfather Mountain, so everything from the entrance gate up on Highway 221 all the way up to the Nature Museum, up to the Mile High Swinging Bridge, and then some of the peripheral slopes on the side of the mountain is our property. And then Grandfather Mountain State Park manages the backcountry area, which is primarily primitive hiking trails, primitive backcountry campsites, things of that nature. As a nonprofit, all of the revenue that we generate in the park from the entrance gate, from the gift shop, from the restaurant that we have in the park, all that money goes back into our organization to run the park.
And those monies have been put to good use, especially in the new under-construction Wilson Center for Nature Discovery, which opens in June of 2022.
Since 1990, we have had what we call the Nature Museum. The Nature Museum has some exhibits. It has an auditorium. It also is where we house one of our gift shops and our restaurant in the park. And that site has always been a very popular attraction for the visitors that come here that want to learn more about Grandfather Mountain and about the park itself. And in the late 2000s, we incorporated a new education program called our Naturalist Program. And with that, we had more of a focus on environmental education and interpretation throughout the park to give our guests more understanding of the natural world, the natural processes, the unique biodiversity that is present in the park. And as that program grew and developed, we knew that we needed to expand in order to be able to reach more people and provide a very high quality experience to them and make Grandfather Mountain not only be a tourist destination, but one of the top environmental education centers in the state of North Carolina. From the time that the Naturalist program developed till now, there has been talk about how we were going to reach this high, lofty goal. And one of the thoughts was that we needed a new space that we could provide more high quality programming experiences to the people. And so over the years, we have toyed with different ideas and locations, and things just never worked out for whatever reason. There was always obstacles that we could never get around. And so it was kind of like a light bulb went off in our heads where we were like, we already have this building. We have a little extra space around this building. This is where people already come to. There's parking. There's easy access. Let's just expand the current building that we have to meet these needs. When we decided that, then the conversation started happening of, okay, what are we going to have in this building? And that's when we really decided we wanted to update our Nature Museum exhibits, really bring those up to the present age. We also knew we needed a larger meeting space that we could have some indoor classroom areas for school groups that come up here. But then it was also really important for us to be able to have some outdoor educational classroom settings too. And the new site for the Wilson Center of Nature Discovery is the perfect blend of all of that. And we were able to meet all those needs, and it's going to be a great experience for everyone. The main thing our general visitors is going to be the state-of-the-art exhibits that are going to be housed in this new nature museum. There's going to be a wealth of information that people are going to be able to gain and learn about Grandfather Mountain. Everything from the natural history of the mountain to the unique flora and fauna that is present here. There's going to be a little bit of cultural information about it. Some of the unique pioneers and explorers and conservation heroes that have worked on Grandfather Mountain over the years. And the real unique thing about this exhibit is there's going to be a little bit of things for everyone. If it's the folks who just want to take a leisurely stroll through and just glance at the interpretive and informational panels on the wall, they can do that. If they want to dive deeper into learning more about the park, they can do that. And the great thing about these exhibits is there's going to be so much information that there's absolutely no way that people can take all the information in one setting. And so the hope is that when people come back to visit for the second time, they're going to be able to learn more than they learned in their previous experience or their previous visit, and be able to continue gaining knowledge of the mountain for subsequent visits after that.
And one of the more interesting facts that you'll learn at the Wilson Center for Nature Discovery after it opens in June of 2022 is the fact that Grandfather Mountain is a sky island. What exactly is that? Well, John Cavney, the Director of Education and Natural Resources for Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, will answer that question after this.
Explore with RWD. We'll be right back after this.
When you think of the Pisgah National Forest, the last thing that probably comes to mind is astronomical discoveries. But that's exactly what happens deep inside the forest at the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute. Harry Education Director Melanie Krausen.
For instance, we've had, through some of our summer camps, we were able to help students map out the Bubble Nebula, and they were able to get their paper published. So that was definitely very helpful information. They were like high school students, and they were able to get a paper published. So we've done a lot of projects like that.
Learn more about the discoveries that are made each and every day at the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute and how you can make your own discoveries in episode 16 of the Explore with RWD podcast. Or visit us online at explorewithrwd.com.
Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
Hello again, I'm Roger W. Downs, your host, and also a natural world photographer who loves to share God's artistry with you, which you can see on my website at rogerwdownsphotography.com. That's Roger, R-O-G-E-R, W, Downs, D-O-W-N-E-S, photography.com. Please swing by and enjoy some of the images I've been able to capture and allow me to share again God's artistry with you. But let's get back to Grandfather Mountain. Not only do they offer a variety of classes for all age groups to learn more about the mountain and the ecosystem, but the ecosystem itself at Grandfather Mountain is very special. Director of Education and Natural Resources for the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, John Cavney.
Grandfather Mountain is what's known as a sky island. And the way we kind of get to that point is during the last ice age, the glaciers pushed down to the south. They didn't actually reach us, but they took all the species that were north of us, primarily in Canada and northern Maine, pushed all those species south. And then as the glaciers receded and the temperatures started to increase, all of those species started to retreat back up to the areas that were more suitable for their habitat. And a lot of those species found refuge on the high peaks in the southern Appalachians. So just for example, the peaks around us, such as Grandfather Mountain, Roan Mountain, Mount Mitchell, all these high elevation peaks are home to many species that are more common in the northern United States and southern Canada than they are here. And so just coming from lower elevations in the surrounding area to up to Grandfather Mountain, it's a very unique and different ecosystem that you see. So we have a lot of species that are more northern species. For example, the red spruce and Fraser firs, which you're more apt to see in northern Maine and southern Canada. But with those, there's many other associated species that need the spruce fir ecological community to survive. And those things range from the flora, which are the plants, to the fauna, which are, you know, mammals, birds, amphibians, and reptiles. And so it creates a very unique diversity for us ecologically. There's 73 rare and endangered species present on Grandfather Mountain as a whole, and that's the Stewardship Foundation property and Grandfather Mountain State Park property. The really unique thing about that is those species are readily present so that the general visitor can see. Prime example is at the Mile High Swinging Bridge. During varying different times of the year based on the blooming schedule, but there's four different federally listed endangered species of flowers and plants that grow near the Swinging Bridge that visitors walk past every day when they're going to see the bridge. On top of it being in the center of the spruce fir forest, which is one of the most endangered forest communities in the United States, on top of that being a part of a heath bald and high elevation rocky outcrop, which are other kind of rare ecological communities around us. So it's absolutely amazing if you start to dive into the biodiversity and ecology of the mountain, of the things that you'll find and the things that you'll see that you may not find anywhere else in the entire world.
And speaking about that very rare and delicate ecosystem, it was recently discovered that Grandfather Mountain, just like the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, is home to synchronous fireflies.
We didn't officially discover that we had synchronous fireflies in the park until 2019. And it really came from one of our staff members was just on the lower flanks of Grandfather Mountain one evening on a date with her boyfriend, and she turned around and noticed these fireflies. She was like, "Man, that seems weird that they're all lighting up at the same time." And so it got her thinking, got her looking, and she reached out to me and was like, "I think we have these synchronous fireflies." And about the same time, we were having one of our adult field courses, and there was an entomologist from NC State University up here, and he noticed the exact same thing and was able to confirm that there were synchronous fireflies on the property. And so the last couple years, we've been doing some pretty intensive survey work trying to learn more about the population that we have up here. Right now, you know, we don't know if we are going to do something similar to what the Smokies does with viewing events, but that's something that we're entertaining the idea of. We just haven't locked that in. We're still wanting to make sure that we really know what's best for the species and what's best for the population, and that if we did do something like that, we were going to be sure to protect the species and make sure that they're able to thrive, and we weren't going to do anything adverse to harm them.
So far, we've discussed the educational opportunities, the history, and the diverse but rare ecosystem of Grandfather Mountain. But it still offers so much more to the outdoor enthusiast. When we return, John Cabney, the Director of Education and Natural Resources for Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, will share.
Don't go too far. Explore with RWD. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's RWD here again. And when I'm out exploring new areas, I always take my camera along with me because I'm also a nature and wildlife photographer. And you can see some of that imagery at explorewithrwd.com. But more importantly, I want you to experience it the best I can provide it to you. And that's why I usually grab video of waterfalls, forests, and any place that can help you just reconnect with nature through either your cell phone, your laptop, your tablet, or even your computer. You can find my YouTube channel at explorewithrwd.com.
That wasn't too bad now, was it? Welcome back to Explore with RWD.
Welcome back. I'm your host and natural world photographer, Roger W. Downs. And as we continue to discover Grandfather Mountain, there is a lot to do for the outdoor enthusiasts. However, if you have a fear of heights, it may be a bit of a challenge. Director of Education and Natural Resources for Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, John Cavney, explains.
One of the main attractions for us within the park is the Mile High Swinging Bridge, which the bridge is located exactly 1 mile above sea level. It's not necessarily a mile high above the ground. It's a mile high above sea level. And so that's one of the biggest draws to the park, whether it's people wanting to come up to conquer their fear of heights or just to come up and experience the long range views that I was previously mentioning. A lot of people that we talk to that come up here have been coming for years, and they remember the what we coined the old bridge, the bridge that was present before it was replaced by the bridge we have now, and they like to reminisce about the difference between the two. We also have a small educational zoo in the park where we have several different animals. We have black bears, we have eagles, North American river otters, cougars, and elk in our site. And I, you know, one thing that sets us apart from other zoos are these animals are in what we call habitats. So they actually have several acres within their habitats that they can roam around. So they're not in a small enclosure behind a piece of glass. They have the opportunity to be able to be off display if they want to. They can and then they can come up. And on top of that, there's the different hiking trails, there's picnic areas, there's two different gift shops in the park, there is the restaurant in the park, and with that, there are also those educational opportunities that you mentioned. So we do daily programs in the animal habitat area where we'll have educators out at the overlooks that will do talks about the animals. We'll also give them enrichments, which is the long of the short is some kind of treat that they get to stimulate their brains and get them being a little more active, but it also brings the animals up closer so that the visitors can get to see them when they may not have otherwise saw them. We do daily educational and interpretive programs throughout the park. We do programs up at the Swinging Bridge daily. We also host a lot of school groups up here, so we're a field trip destination. And so when the schools come up here, they all receive a very high quality environmental education program that's based on the school curriculum that they're currently learning. We have some absolute top-notch educators in the park that are some of the best folks that I've ever worked with. We're always looking for opportunities to allow our visitors to learn something, whether it's a formal program, whether it's a guided walk, a guided tour, or if it's just ways that they can learn through the park through passive measures such as interpretive signs or different things of that nature.
But what if you're looking for a little bit more of a rugged outdoor experience during your visit to Grandfather Mountain?
You know, Grandfather Mountain has 11 different trails throughout the park, and some of those are accessible only through the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation property. Some of those are accessible only from Grandfather Mountain State Park property, and then a few of those are accessible via both. You can access the Stewardship Foundation property from State Park and vice versa. All in all, we've got a little over 14 miles of trail in the park. And the things range from nice leisurely strolls through the woods that are perfect for families with small kids to experiences for folks who are wanting a extreme rugged backcountry experience with some of the most technical trails in the Southeast U.S. The prime example of that is the Grandfather Trail leading up to McRae Peak. There's a series of nine ladders that are bolted into the side of the cliff that are built out of 4x4 posts. And so you climb nearly vertically up those ladders to scale some of the cliffs that wouldn't otherwise be accessible to reach. And it makes for a great experience hiking. It's one of my absolutely favorite trails in this region. And I've always said that step for step, that trail has the best vistas of any trail that I've ever been on. But there is a little bit of things for everyone. If you want to go on an all day or even overnight trip, you can do that. If you want to just take a short walk that lead to a nice rock outcropping, there's opportunities to do that too. So,
along with those challenging hikes that offer amazing vista views of the Blue Ridge Mountains, Grandfather Mountain hosts several events throughout the year to allow its visitors to dive deeper into nature and the experiences on the mountain.
This year and last year, during the COVID pandemic, we had to kind of cut a lot of things that we normally do and things that are big hits for us with the intention of keeping our visitors and our staff safe. But we're hoping that we're going to be able to implement all of those back as soon as things calm down. And then with the expansion of the Nature Museum and the Wilson Center for Nature Discovery, it's going to open up some new opportunities for us. But a few different things that we offer, a couple different photography workshops and clinics. We have Nature Photography Weekend and then a Camera Clinic Weekend, and those are opportunities for photographers to come up and attend workshops and seminars to learn more about photography. And you know, what better place to practice than Grandfather Mountain. We also have some different events that are geared towards children specifically, so events such as Girl Scout Day, Junior Ranger Day, things of that nature. Some of the other really cool ones, one of my favorite events that we have is during the month of September, we have an event called Hawk Watch, where every day we have volunteers and staff up at Limble Peak on the other side of the swing bridge, counting raptors as they're migrating south for the winter. I think it's one of the greatest natural phenomenons that occurs on Grandfather Mountain to see thousands of hawks migrating through in a single day right overhead. There's a lot of opportunities in the park. One thing that we really started a few years ago was a program called Grandfather Presents. And with that, we have been bringing in guest speakers kind of after hours of the park to come up and bring in some high quality presenters to come up and talk about their area of expertise. Things range from being biologists to being just conservation heroes to being artists, things of that nature. And then we also have an annual program throughout the year called the Grandfather Mountain Adult Field Courses. And so those are educational opportunities that are geared towards adults, where they are paired with a expert in a certain field, and they get to spend a day learning with them and going out in the field and exploring with them. That's a great opportunity for adults to kind of channel their inner sense of childhood wonder and learn more about what's going on Grandfather Mountain.
And as you would imagine, there is a shared cost that goes into maintaining Grandfather Mountain. And that comes with your ticket admission.
The admission cost for the park is $22 per person for adults and $9 per child. That money all goes directly back into the park to continue the work that we're doing in the park. that definitely does not go to a single person's pocket. That goes as a nonprofit, that goes right back into our organization. During COVID, we went to a reservation system in the park. And so now people can go online to our website at grandfather.com, and there's a link on there to buy tickets, and they're able to purchase their tickets from there. Those tickets do not go very far out in advance. It's usually the most is about a month out in advance. As the weeks progress, we open up more tickets. So if someone goes there and let's say they're wanting to go ahead and plan a trip for October, the tickets may not be available for October yet, but just keep an eye on the website, and as it gets closer, those tickets will open up.
So keep in mind, as you plan your visit to Grandfather Mountain, there is a reservation process in place during the pandemic. Again, you need to visit grandfather.com to be able to buy your tickets. However, there are the off chances that they are allowing people in at the gate during the pandemic because they have not reached their capacity for visitors. You can take that chance if you like, but again, I would suggest visiting grandfather.com. And finally, John Cavney, the Director of Education and Natural Resources for the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, has one last piece of advice before you make your visit.
I think the biggest thing is for people just to take the time to explore up here. There's so much to offer. There's so much to see. And there's no way to do it in just a couple hours. So I strongly encourage people to just slow down, enjoy being up here, enjoy the cool air and the breeze that we have, and take the time to just pay attention to the smaller things, because every minute organism that we have, all the plants, all the trees, all the different species, all are what makes this place so special. So just take the time to explore and try to learn as much as you can about this place.
And this concludes our discovery of Grandfather Mountain in Western North Carolina, just off the Blue Ridge Parkway. And I especially want to thank John Cavney, the Director of Education and Natural Resources for the Grandfather Mountain Stewardship Foundation, for taking time to be a part of this podcast. I'm Roger W. Downs, your host and also natural world photographer. Please visit my website, rogerwdownsphotography.com, or learn more about places to explore when you visit explorewithrwd.com. And if no one else has told you this yet today, I love you, and I know the good Lord above loves you. He has promised you that, so make sure to count your blessings, because life truly is good. And no matter what you have done or what you're going through, He is spinning miracles in your life to give you the blessings that you've always dreamed about. Walk by faith, not by sight, and make sure to talk to Him every night. So until next time, peace, love, and coon dogs, y'all.
Thank you for listening. Visit us online at explorewithrwd.com to discover more about Roger, his photography, podcast, and adventures. Or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at explorewithrwd. Remember, we didn't inherit the earth from our parents. We borrow it from our children. May God bless you and yours. Now get outside and go explore. Explore with RWD is produced by Downs Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.